Hello, everybody. In today's Knock Daily, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 127. This is a short chapter with five psukim in it. We continue in the Shir Malos chapters. David wrote this chapter for his son Shlomo. David had a deep desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Nathan HaNavi told him he shouldn't, but his son will. Although David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, he gives advice in this chapter on how to do it. The Radak adds, David foresaw his son would marry the daughter of Paro on the same day as the inauguration. Therefore, he wrote this perek as a warning to Shlomo. This chapter ultimately relates, although we physically build the Beis HaMikdash, without Hashem, the entire process would be futile. If not for Hashem's help, all our labor in building the Beis HaMikdash would be for nothing, which would obviously lead us to feel worn out and tired. The perek ends by switching gears by relating the virtue of having proper children. The amount of energy it takes for raising children is like arrows in the hand of a warrior, but ultimately the reward is worth the effort. Now for the classic question on this chapter. What's the connection between these two parts of the perek? The first part talks about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, while the second talks about raising children. The connection is as follows. Both the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the building of a family, i.e. raising children, take a tremendous amount of effort. So David is saying, don't attribute your achievements to the amount of energy you put in. Both your success in building the Beis HaMikdash and your performance in raising your children are from God. These two things seem to be a trap for people. David was telling Shlomo, don't be haughty for building God's house, because it wasn't really you. It was Hashem who built it through you. Regarding children, I often see this in my work as a social worker. People take a great deal of pride in their children. They should. But at the same time, you should know, if your children came out good, it's not because of you. It's because Hashem wanted it that way. Therefore, you shouldn't look down or be judgmental on others. Additionally, when parents begin to understand it's not on them to make everything happen for their kids, they can loosen up and enjoy more. But so many parents feel a tremendous amount of pressure in raising their kids, because they think everything they do makes such a big difference. David is saying in this perek, it's not really up to you how your kids come out. It's up to Hashem. Therefore, you can relax, loosen up, and enjoy your children, because Hashem's got it covered. Stay tuned for our next episode of Knock Daily. We'll be moving on to perek 128. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.